KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco has rejected state rules that regulate ship emissions off the coast of California. This means the state has to seek federal approval to impose pollution limits on thousands of cargo ships, cruise ships, and other marine vessels. The ruling deals a big blow to air regulators who've linked diesel soot to higher rates of asthma, heart disease, and lung cancer in the L.A. Basin. Los Angeles Democrat Karen Bass is going to be the next speaker of the state assembly. She's expected to be formally elected later today. Bass will be the first African-American woman to hold the post. The man who holds the office now, Fabian Nunez, will be termed out in December. State Assemblywoman Fiona Ma of San Francisco has introduced a bill that would require employers to offer paid sick days to all workers. The bill is modeled after a similar San Francisco mandate, the first of its kind in the nation. Sarah Varney has more.
4 out of every 10 private sector employees don't get paid when they call in sick, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's about 6 million Californians. Kathleen Martinez is a single mother from Antioch who works 2 part-time jobs at a restaurant and grocery store. At a press conference in San Francisco yesterday to promote the bill, Martinez said her employers have fired workers for taking sick days off. She says that means she can't stay home to care for herself or her children when they're ill.
As a working mom and caregiver, if this bill is passed, I will be able to continue being a responsible mother, daughter, and worker without being stressed out.
Art Pulaski of the California Labor Federation says low-wage hourly workers have no choice but to go to work sick because they can't afford to lose their wages.
The people who we least want to come to work sick at our restaurants, at our child care facilities, are the people most likely to come to work sick.
Under the proposed legislation, all workers in California could earn up to 9 sick days a year at larger businesses and 5 sick days at smaller ones. If enacted, California would become the first state in the nation to mandate paid sick leave. The California Chamber of Commerce and the California Restaurant Association say they are still analyzing the bill and have not yet taken a position. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
Officials in Vallejo consider later today whether or not to opt for bankruptcy. After last-minute talks with the city's employees' unions failed, Vallejo is expected to go broke in April. The list of California municipalities that have declared bankruptcy is pretty short, but rising labor, pension, and health costs are overwhelming many cities, counties, and school districts. Add to that the housing slump and its effect on the economy, and you have a recipe for financial distress. San Francisco bankruptcy attorney Dean Gloster joins us to look at the big picture. 80% of Vallejo's budget is dedicated to police and firefighters. Is that typical in California?
What is common generally of city governments is that a huge amount of their costs are payroll costs, and that's true of government units in general.
Payroll costs, and one presumes the things that come along with that, health care and pension.
Well, and that's actually where the problem is, because when you see the trend line, that's the difficulty here. Medical costs have steadily increased at a rate that's faster than inflation, and when you have early retirement programs, as police, firefighters, and city employees generally do, the baby boomer generation, which is a huge number, begins to retire earlier in those city employee ranks, and the unfunded future benefit costs become enormous.
Were Vallejo's benefits packages out of line compared with other cities in the San Francisco Bay Area?
I'm not familiar with the details of their compensation package, and obviously there's been a planning problem because the difficulties are hitting Vallejo sooner than they're hitting other cities. But, you know, the real difficulty is that I think other cities look at Vallejo and they say iceberg dead ahead, you know, that Vallejo may hit that baby boomer retirement benefit healthcare cost iceberg sooner than the other cities and counties. But, in fact, that's the direction that all those ships are headed.
How does the housing market play into this?
Well, in California, so many of us who are in the middle class, a huge portion of our wealth is in the form of our house. And when housing prices go up, and we're able to borrow home equity lines of credit against our houses, we all feel quite rich. And we're happy to go spend $2.50 on our lattes and spend a lot of money. When there's a downturn in the housing market, people feel less wealthy. They spend less money. When consumers spend less money, that's really the definition of what a recession is. And governmental units that live on sales tax, like Vallejo and other cities, find suddenly that their revenues are not matching their expenses.
Sales taxes and property taxes, one would presume.
Absolutely. Property taxes are absolutely critical because in California, we only get to reassess properties when they change hands. So if people are buying and selling homes at a phenomenal rate and buying new homes at high prices, then cities and counties get good tax revenue from property taxes. When everyone is sitting on their house or losing their house to foreclosure, that's not the case.
What does it mean when a city goes bankrupt?
When you have a unionized labor force, it gives you the ability to essentially reject your collective bargaining agreement. That's very difficult in a corporate bankruptcy because of special provisions in Chapter 11, but those provisions do not apply to a Chapter 9 city bankruptcy.
So that means a bankruptcy judge can just go in there and annul everything? How does that work?
Well, the city has to file a motion seeking the rejection of a collective bargaining agreement. And, of course, the unions would come back and say under the circumstances they're prepared to compromise and offer X and that there are other places that the city could cut and that the specific changes to the collective bargaining agreement are in fact not necessary at this point.
There are people who argue Vallejo's problems are a result of local mismanagement, but it sounds like from what you're describing we could see other cities and counties following Vallejo into Chapter 9 bankruptcy.
Absolutely. This year, for the first time, the Financial Accounting Standards Board is requiring large governmental units to actually list these future benefit obligations. And the numbers for many, many, many cities and counties are quite frightening. You see things like the city of San Francisco, the Board of Supervisors saying, we're going to put a measure on the ballot for June to reduce and change the retirement medical benefits and the vesting of those benefits for city employees because we think we will not be able to make the payments if we don't make changes.
Dean Gloster, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Dean Gloster specializes in bankruptcy at the San Francisco law firm of Ferrella, Braun & Martell. That's the California Report for Thursday, February 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org.